Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum, and we greet you with God's peace and the blessings that come with the peace that only Almighty God, Allah, can give. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Michael Hameen, and this is another edition of Not Just Talk. We are thankful and grateful to Almighty God, and for those of you who are celebrating and those enjoying this Christmas period, the holiday season, or the Christmas season, moving towards the new year. And we know about the institution that was made up to, with the intent of satisfying an African-American focus. Some of you are participating in what's called a Kwanzaa. Found it interesting that much of the language of Kwanzaa in the broad language that connects the various dialects and tongues of Africa Aki Swahili, many of those words describing the Kwanzaa celebration are connected also with the Quranic terminology. And I'll leave that up to you to look into. Again, this is not just talk on this Thursday evening. And I wanted to begin with the English rendering of a chapter of the Quran, the 68th chapter of the Quran, entitled Al-Qalam, or translated as the pen. And I'm raising this because I did not attend the celebration of the Muslim Journal's A Time to Be Grateful in Miami, Florida. I just wasn't able to travel to support that interest. I know the theme of the weekend event had to do with the pen, which connects it with the Muslim Journal. And I thought it appropriate, I felt it appropriate to read from that chapter entitled The Pen as we get into our program this evening. So I'll begin with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. That is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first verse is a Quranic or Arabic letter, Noon. And the letter looks like a hole, and at the top of that hole, a dot, or what we're using imagination, perhaps a seed being dropped into the hole. And it begins, Noon, by the pen and what everyone writes. And this is the clear Quran with Arabic text, a thematic English translation, Dr. Mustafa Qatab. So, continuing, by the grace of your Lord, you, O Prophet, are not insane. You will certainly have a never-ending reward, and you are truly a man, in parentheses, a man of outstanding character. The fifth verse, soon you and the pagans will see. Next verse, which of you is mad? Surely your Lord alone knows best who has strayed from his way and who is rightly guided. I'm going to pause here because I found it interesting. The focus of the seventh verse is preceded by a topic of madness or insanity. Soon you and the pagans will see, the verse says. So, by observation, the pagans and those who are not pagan will see which of you is insane or mad. in the seventh verse, God Most High says, surely your Lord alone knows best who has strayed from his way and who is rightly guided. Now, is this suggesting that those that stray from the truth, from God's way, is this suggesting that there's a connection with straying from God's way? It's connected with insanity? Just a question. Continuing. I'm sorry. Yes. So do not give in to the deniers. They wish you would compromise so they would yield to you. And do not obey the despicable, vain oath takers, slanderer, gossip monger, withholder of good, transgressor, evildoer, brute, and on top of all of that, an illegitimate child. Wow. The next is the 14th verse. But all of these descriptions, you know, are vile or very negative descriptions of human behavior and focus. And at the end of that those descriptions, an illegitimate child, very interesting to me. Continuing with the 14th verse, now, simply because he has been blessed with abundant wealth and children, whenever our revelations are recited to him, he says, ancient fables, we will soon mark his snout, his nose. Indeed, we have tested those Meccans as we tested the owners of the garden when they swore they would surely harvest all its fruit in the early morning, leaving no thought for Allah's will. I'm going to stop here. In case you didn't notice, we have not presented before you a guest. I've chosen to not invite guests until beginning next month. We changed the platform because of the uncertainty that has developed with problems with the a Blog Talk Radio platform that we utilize for AM360. And they're going out of business, I'm told, sometime in January, I believe near the end of January. So I'm going to open up for this caller, Bilal Abdullah out of New Orleans, and you're welcome to press one as well to come into the queue and give reflections or comments. Welcome. Introduce yourself to the audience.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Bilal from New Orleans, Louisiana. Praise be
yes,
to Allah. Alhamdulillah. I'm glad to be here, brother. Alhamdulillah. I just came in and you mentioned about whether or not a person is sane. Is sane to be dealing with somebody who's in the religion and left out the religion?
It doesn't describe it. It seems to be a general comment connecting insanity with those that reject the truth.
Okay. Well,
I'm reading from chapter 68, entitled "The Pen," and the verse that I read dealing with insanity. It actually is translated as being mad, but you know when you look up the word for mad, One of the definitions is insanity.
Yeah, but I looked at the word sane, you know, and it basically deal with people who not sound any way they thinking. The way they think irrational. And I look at those who already ban Walter D. Muhammad for a certain amount of period of time, and they leave and go somewhere else. To me, they're not the same person. Because they thought they cannot be rational just to the fact that they left out of what Allah have given us for our direction in life. What's the perception that Imam Walter D. Muhammad has about things? And I study Imam, I'm constantly studying Imam Muhammad. And if for somebody to be under his, that, you know, real close to him like that, and to leave on something they have, no, they're not thinking rationally, you know, whether it just be a lot of emotions or they could be stuck in there in a situation of a blackness instead of God consciousness. You see, so there's a lot of factors in that where they can, you know, where they at. You see, so praise be to Allah. I'm more than accept what is being said in that surah. So you know, so praise be to Allah. It's kind of like it's hard to identify a lot of stuff that because you know we go into I use the thesaurus, you know, for the word saying, and I got the definition.
Yeah.
And inside of those who know the Quranic Arabic, it might go a little deeper than that.
Oh, it's no doubt. It's no doubt. I was talking with our imam that you and I both support, young imam, Rashad Abdul Rahman. And I asked him a question because I'm very interested in human psychology, and I found the way that the Quran is established, God's revelation, entitled The Last Revelation to Humanity, how the subjects of the insight into human psychology. And I asked him about it, and he said that the Quran is more exact than what the science of human psychology presents.
Yeah.
Although I didn't ask him, I'm certain that the language of the Quran, because of the depth of meaning that it gives, the words are so helpful and expansive in giving us meaning that it is more exacting than the science of human psychology. Well, I thank you for that, Bilal, and I'm going to go to the next caller.
Okay.
And we invite you to press one to go out and come back in if you have another comment. Wrong. Okay, here we go. 706, welcome. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, assalamu alaikum. It's Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, by the way of Hinesville, Georgia. And just to begin of everything, we have a balanced image of here's a human creature just being created, and Allah has assured him that he is the best of creation and asked everyone to bow down to him. Now, also that word mad in the English translation of it has many words. One that is really clear is anger. When you become mad and you lose control of your natural ability to worship Allah first or to be what Allah created you to be, if you turn against that and you lose that type of control, that gives us one definition of the warning that Allah gives us in the Quran, because we know the Quran is a warning, you know, or it's a reward or a miracle, and for you to stay in your state of creation and not deviate. Now, also, while we're in there waiting, for all the creation to bow down to us and help support us in what Allah has showed them, our destiny and our whole position in this creation of His. And we have been warned, if you do this, you'll go mad like Shaitan is doing. And you'll be destined, for we said in the translation, for the hellfire. You know, that's your punishment when we look at the surface knowledge. But also, now in our day and time, we must be mad our own self. When Imam Muhammad has came and done the job that we are studying now over and over again, and some of us, a lot of us forget, we have lived a long time with Allah letting us learn from His example in the life that He gave Imam Muhammad to live in this reality that we live, and bring and call everybody back to the reality that's going to give the human family, the descendants of the first human being, who are everything, has a natural inclination to bow to. So we have to accept this one. We must be crazy to be free from all of this things that Allah has freed us, because this is the final opportunity. And Imam Muhammad said, my leader is Prophet Muhammad. You've been free from the most dangerous thing that has been messing with your sanity, and that is language. The language you have been called to make you hate yourself and been called all kind of names, and those other people who have fell through the same thing is calling you the name, blah, 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 blah. And then you still turn around and try to make Imam Muhammad, well, he warned us also. He said, don't make me know, try to make me know Jesus God like you did my father. You know, also don't try to make me Prophet Muhammad. Islam. I have a reason what I was created for, and that was the call here in this generation, this 100 years, of people back to the straight way of clarity. You know, and we still not are looking for guidance and direction in every way of life. Allah told us that Al-Islam is the best thereof. So we have to recognize that the psychology, like you said, we still have to find out what is wrong with us. We had from identity crisis, but still we going back and forth and responding to and having our children in the same dilemma, trying to figure out how to pledge allegiance that's against what they are now, and that's Allah's service. They don't know when they black, they respond to black, they respond to Negro, they respond to things they have learned on other cultures, and they're responding every day. They're like they're going around in circles, even with what they've been blessed with. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, money, everything, but we can't come together even to enjoy the best example of what following the life of Prophet Muhammad. You know, listening to the language now, we're ready to listen to what Prophet Muhammad said in the Arabic or whatever language that has been translated. Imam has freed us so we can understand the language, so that we can stay focused and not worry about anybody who has made a choice with their own free will, clearly know that Allah is not going to force them to do that. And this is why they choose to do such dangerous things, deny their nature, deny a lot of things. And the only way they can get us back involved is to make us mad like them. They even call Prophet Muhammad mad, as we all know in the translation. But we know Prophet Muhammad was not in no state of losing his anger or losing his faculty. He was here to show us how to follow our true creation, our intellect, our emotions. Everything was
okay. I'm going to say a little bit. Just hold on. There are many of us. In fact, in the Quran, when it uses certain language about the people, Allah says most of the people don't know. Okay, so, but, you know, even in the times of slavery, there weren't many, but there were those that were not affected by the scheme to be frivolous and to be, you know, to get drunk and buck dance and all. There were those that took advantage of that free time to do some things in terms of making a better future for themselves, either working in the garden or going into the woods to hunt for meat, squirrels and possums and the like. So we know all of the people, you know. So I'm particularly sensitized to generalization language, either in terms of the good that people respond to and the good that people do, as well as those negative things. And, you know, it kind of gets my attention when I hear overgeneralization, you know, because it's never everybody. You know, the real devils are not the many. The real devils, the arrogant ones, the ones that are arrogant, you know, they are not the many. They are a particular few that God describes their behavior, and similarly describes the behavior of the God-fearing and the righteous, you know. And then there are those that God says among the many who don't know. So I understand what you're saying. And this, we decided to read these verses from the chapter entitled The Pen because of the event that took place, in Miami this past weekend. And it's interesting, the language, P-E-N, it not only has something to do with a recording device, a device that records and adds permanency, that makes something more lasting because it's recorded. And there's also P-E-N, an enclosure, where you put your cat or your dog or whatever, or a wild animal, you enclose them in what's called a pen. So I find that language, this English language, is very interesting. Your comments, Muhammad?
Well, again, we have to remember that, inshallah, Allah is the best knower. But Imam has freed us. We know the language. We know the imagery. We know what language does to people. So a lot of the language now is still holding us from going forward into trusting Allah, into trusting what we read in the Quran, and what
and why
what
is that,
we,
do you think? Why do you think that is?
So the real bad state that we're in, that we're in a state of awesome. We lost because we are trying to find something that Allah has already revealed to us in our lifetime. When Imam Muhammad came on board and taught the clear path, the clear rationale and logic of the Quran and how to live it, until also him being a human being had to distract you, because he said, I love y'all too much. And that is what the problem is. I love y'all too much, and it has made me have put doubt in y'all mind to where y'all have forgotten what Allah has done to me. And you're making choices now to go against what all these years of productivity you've been trying to make me something that I can't even really come out of my mouth and say, because Allah has not inspired me to say I am the Mujahid. But if I listen to how y'all been trying to change my status, giving me different titles and things, that in a rational sense, you know I'm here for the world. I'm here to call everybody on this earth. But first, I'm here to get to believe that those who Allah has already said, enter ye my workers, get you to do the work of building the model example of all of us when we're in our right mind, when we're not mad.
Okay. Okay. So, I'm going to say thank you. Thank you, Muhammad. I need to take I'm going to ask you to press 1 to go out of queue. We're going to go to a public service announcement break.
Yep.
And you can press 1 again to come back. At this time, you're listening to Not Just Talk on AM360.com. And We'll be back after these public service announcements.
Assalamu alaikum. That is the peace that only Almighty God can give be upon you, and that peace obligates us to keep the peace and promote the peace. I'm your host, Michael Hameen, of Not Just Talk on AM360.org. Join us Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We look forward to you being with us, joining our guests from inside the Islamic community as well as outside, those men and women who are community builders. And also, periodically on Thursday evenings, we have open mic where you become our guest. So join us for more of Not Just Talk, conversations related to community building. Again, Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM360. Join your host, Manira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
We're back with more of Not Just Talk on AM360.org. Thank you and welcome again. We're happy to see a number of you joining in with us this evening. We know that the Blog Talk platform has been very irregular, out of commission on many days, and particularly on my day, on Thursday evening. So it's been a while since we've had you to join us, and we appreciate your support. We've been reading from chapter 68, entitled The Pen, mainly stimulated by the Muslim Journal newspaper's annual event entitled A Time to Be Grateful. And it brought to my mind, because of the theme on this occasion, having to do with the pen. And I looked the word up. In fact, what I'm going to do is the definition of a pen, as it's described here, an ink-filled tool that you use for writing or drawing. But when you have definition, oftentimes it limits the focus of the word. And what I wanted to try to do is to broaden it. As I stated, you know, the pen, it is a recording device. And now the idea of the written use of the pen has gone from a quill or a bird feather to other instruments, as mentioned here, ink-filled instruments, but also the typewriter. And then that was expanded to the computer. And these events record and preserve knowledge and information. And I think that's what's important. That's what's important for us to consider. And so I decided to read some verses from the Quran. I'm going to read a few more. And caller, I see your hand, and we'll get right to you. I'm going to read a little bit more from chapter Al-Qalam, the pen. The 17th verse of chapter 68. God Most High says, "Indeed, we have tested those Meccans as we tested the owners of the garden when they swore they would surely harvest all its fruit in the early morning, leaving no thought for Allah's will. Then it was struck by a torment from your Lord while they slept. So it was reduced to ashes. Then by daybreak they called out to each other, saying, 'Go early to your harvest if you want to pick all the fruit.' So they went off whispering to one another, 'Do not let poor person enter your garden today.'" I'm going to stop there. And the Quran, this guidance from God called the Holy Quran, this generous Quran, the noble Quran, many names, this book of guidance is known by. But how precise the imagery is, and the showing of human interactions, how we behave as human beings. And here you could tell that there were those who, in these verses that I just read, they had ego. You know, they were arrogant. And they, in spite of the life of farming showing human beings over time that Almighty God can deny the harvest based upon the weather, the lack of what's needed for the harvest to develop, weather conditions that can destroy the harvest before it is picked, because you have the planting, then you have the growing season, and then you have the harvest season. And Almighty God, as He is with everything in what He has created, He's in control over all of that. And believers in Almighty God have come to understand and know that. But there are those in their arrogance, they think that they can come up with strategies to overcome this control that God has over His creation and over His human being. So I'm going to open up your mic, Bilal. I see you're recalling here. Open up your mic and hear what you have to say. Welcome back.
So praise, assalamu alaikum, praise be to Allah. Now, this surah here is a very early Meccan revelation in the general Muslim opinion that it's a great part of it was in the second order of the revelation.
Yes.
See, there's a time or age in which the habit of this world, they call truth, falsehood, and wisdom, madness. And on the other hand, to exalt selfishness as planning and arrogance as power. And this is what Allah says concerning that. He say, "Then leave me alone with such as reject this message. By degrees shall we draw them on, little by little, from direction they perceive not. A long respite will I grant them. Truly, my truly powerful is my plan. Or is it that thou ask them for reward, or that they are burdened with a load of debt? or that the unseen is in their hand? Can they write it down? So this is what this is the direction that Allah give us. Say, so wait with patience for the command of thy Lord, and be not like the companion of the fish when he cried out in agony. He said, had not grace from his Lord reached him, he would indeed have been cast off on the naked shore in disgrace. Remember that Adam was, now we talking about, I got to see, because in the deal with Adam, they got so many different things that look at, when you're looking at Adam, it's an intellect, female and male soul, many different things about Adam. So I'm gonna do it like this: the basic thing that with people in the Bible, what they, you know, Bible context and some of the Quran. But I'm gonna put it in the context as that man, okay, as that man or that female, and they were deceived. I'll be up to that. The man was deceived by Shaitan, right? But he made repentance. And Allah didn't even charge him for that sin. Why? Because he was deceived. And secondly, when he was asked to deal with the truth, he came back in a state of repentance. And we should all really stay in that state of repentance. Because we never know when we err. And this helps us humble ourselves and give a direction. Now I'm always dealing with the pen. I really don't stop. You know, even as we be talking, I'm doing some dang writing stuff down because I'm about to compile something together. And the good thing about life right now for us, we have the directions that Imam Muhammad left for us. I have so much direction that brother. It's just something else. I'm trying to figure on my next strategy to use to get other people to come aboard with the direction that Imam Muhammad left for us, with Imam Ronald B. Shaheed, all these books. So, but I'm gonna take out my time, and I'm working and working and working to come up with along with Nyla. I'm like being mentored by Sister Nyla, Martha Nyla, and a group of people who have always been together and dealing with this thing. I'm coming in, but when I come in, I'm gonna come in as a learned person, because I have direction. I have some kind of art and discipline about myself, you see. And this is the key: go for your excellence in your service to Allah. That's what we do. That's what the Muslims do.
Yeah.
Don't have no negative motivation about doing something wrong to somebody and different things like that. Stay in your innocence, stay in your purity. And believe me, Allah is dealing with this. You know, I know when Allah is in charge. He's in charge when I go to sleep and when I wake up. You know, when I pray to him. You see, fast, whatever. But just don't want to be a wrong or bad person. Want to be a good person and do the basic of goodness, and Allah going to raise you up where he wanted you to be raised up, but you still got to come down here and do the work, you see? So praise be to Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. Thank you, Bilal. Alaykum as-salam. God's peace be with you. And we invite you, the audience, to press 1 and share your reflections, your thoughts, comments. By pressing 1. Before I go to the next caller, 706, I see you. Again, P-E-N, pen. A verb, produce a literary work. A synonym is to compose, to indict, to write, to publish. Have one's written work issued for publication. And like we said, another meaning of the pen, a noun, an enclosure for confining. It could be livestock. It could even be an individual. You know, they call the penitentiary, P-E-N, a correctional institution for those convicted of crimes, penitentiary. Pen also is connected with 5. 5 is I think it's Latin, maybe Greek, but in that language, you know, the pen, P-E-N, has to deal with five. And when we think of five, many of us think of the five pillars or the foundational support for the life, for the Muslim life, and that is the testimony, the acknowledgement that there's one God alone. Then the Salat, and I know that the Shahadatain, as it's called, actually has two elements. Not only that the witness of one God, but that the human being is not God, represented in his prophets, and in particular, that focus has been brought to us by Prophet Muhammad, that Prophet Muhammad is his messenger, not a god or something to be looked up to and putting on the same level as the Creator, but a human being with the potential that all human beings have, given to us by Almighty God Allah. So again, understanding this language is there to help us to be better human beings. We're going to bring the caller, Muhammad. Welcome back.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. I just wanted to also remind us, maybe the next time with Allah's help, we'll be able to go farther there, because there's many PIN that has no ink in it, but it serves a purpose of stitching or laying a pattern out. Then you know you have the other variation of the pen that we call a safety pen to help man hold up to his responsibility. So there's many languages, many things in pen. I think it would be a nice subject of, you know, Allah will bless you to take some, see some benefits in it, that we come back and talk about the many definitions of pen and the many type of spellings of pen in the English language, because they all have a certain path that Allah, being the creator of all systems of knowledge and language, you know, will show us a picture of what we've not really seen yet. Like we know that when Allah told everything in creation to bow down to his human creation, using that terminology, just think about that. When nothing in their reality even thought that that there could be something that they would have to bow down to except Allah. And you can see how this provoked it, you know, this anger in the shaitan, you know. And we are supposed to be wise enough in our creation to keep everything peaceful and satisfied with the reality that Allah has given us, like we were told when we first came into Al-Islam, to be patient, to be tolerant, not of anything else on each other. That's all part after we first be tolerant with the instructions that Allah give us, to where we do it by just hearing and obeying, without a doubt. Just move on it, you know. And that's where we all get stuck at, because we're in an environment that Allah has told us to get out of for the longest, and we have not yet. What kind of pen have we put ourselves in to where we don't? Can't leave this world alone for whatever. Or all the worlds that we know that the human family has been through since Adam to now, and we've been free to be in Allah's refuge, in his service, and we still, like Allah said, why do you hold so, you know, hold on to what is holding you, what is locking you up, what has got you pinned in being the servant that you got to do with your own free will? Because I'm not going to coerce you. I'm not going to force you. I'm going to give you the guidance in this book and a human example of how you can set yourself free from anything that is pinning you up except to express the greatness of Allah in the pen with the ink and everything there. And there's a lot to see that what the ink is.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot that we haven't scratched the surface of yet, because we haven't got free to understand the language of the message that only Prophet Muhammad can deliver.
Well, again, I'm going to say, not every not all of us. See, and that's there are those who are fortunate to come into favorable circumstances that do not have them, I'm going to put it this way, tend to certain behavior, you know, stuck in certain behavior that comes out of not knowing. There are those that know, have certain levels of knowledge and insight. And again, I don't want to draw with such a broad brush. And the potential that these individuals that have come into contact with favorable knowledge and insight, that the possibility of everyday folks being given by Almighty God those favorable circumstances. We saw it in the Nation of Islam. I remember during a time when we were doing cleanup on Saturday nights, cleaning up the temple for Sunday services, and the FOI would come out, and some of the older members, I remember a few of them were a part of the Masonic Order, the Order of Brotherhood that is considered, you know, secretive. You know, they don't share what they have with everyone. They share among themselves. And I remember a couple of those brothers, I didn't really have an interest in Masonry, but I remember them saying that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had the greater light. He was given the greater light. And that stuck with me. I'll never forget that. That to hear these men of special knowledge were acknowledging that they had light, but what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was given was greater than what they had. And that's why they were there as FOI, because they acknowledged with their behavior. They became members of the Nation of Islam. So, alhamdulillah. We've got another caller. We got another return caller, Muhammad. Before I sign off, I want to give you an opportunity to share a comment before you press one.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's basically yes. Under, like we can't get it all at one time, but I do know. I would like to say is that we have to follow the pen, you know, and the pen now has been passed on by Imam Muhammad, and he said, now you are ready to write your history. That's why he encouraged us to do our translation of the Quran in English here that's used here in America, so people can understand about Allah, Prophet Muhammad, and our experience, because like you said earlier, that we always remember there was 40% of us who came over here were Muslims already, praying five times a day. They had to. They never gave it up. They never gave it up. And they inspired a lot of slaves who came over here, white and all other kinds, indigenous slaves, bondage slaves, you know, how to have faith in their situation also by watching them, you know.
Yeah.
This one.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah, get you to press one to go out of the queue. And we're going to open up the mic of 636, my colleague and brother. Just one moment. Imam Hamid, introduce yourself to the audience. Your mic is open. 636-980. Open up your mic.
All right. Yeah. Praise be to Allah. I am Kareem Hamid from St. Louis, Missouri. And I'm grateful for all that has been presented thus far on this wonderful broadcast. And I'm grateful that you made the connection with the column, the pen, in relationship to the time to be grateful. And, you know, in the reading here, have my Quran with me. I'm utilizing the use of Ali.
Okay.
And yes. And I read further than I should. Let me find the place again. Yes. Let me see. Yes. Where Allah says that soon will you see and they will see. That is in connection with the state of mind.
And what verse is that?
Huh?
What verse?
Oh, it's the fifth verse.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Thank
yeah.
you. Go
yes,
on.
Yes, crazy. I believe that part of this is connected to the period in our beloved Prophet Muhammad's life. We pray the prayers and the peace upon him. When there was a long period that revelation was not sent to him. And the enemies began somewhat jabbing at him.
Yeah.
The Prophet Muhammad, you know, first let me set the stage. There were two times in the Prophet Muhammad's life, as far as I know. I'm quite sure others know more than I do. But there were two parts in his life whereby he had doubt about himself. The first one was when he received the first revelation.
Yeah.
He thought he was losing his mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you imagine that experience? He doubted his own sanity. That's one occasion. Then the second occasion was when there was the long period he was not receiving revelation.
Yeah.
And he began to somewhat question himself. Have I done something wrong? Have I caused this myself by my own actions? And over a period of time, Allah revealed to him when in the fourth ayah of this chapter, Allah, wa innaka la'ila kuli adim, and you stand, the translation, surely Allah speaks the truth. He's speaking to the Prophet Muhammad. And you stand on an exalted standard of character. So the Prophet Muhammad was doubting his behavior, his disposition as to why he was not receiving revelation in that period of time. He started to doubt his own self. But Allah says to him, we found you exalted in standard of human character. Allah says to him, and soon will you see, and they will see, which of you is afflicted with madness. So I believe that this was pointing to that period in the Prophet Muhammad's life when he doubted his sanity with the first revelation, we pray the prayers and the peace upon him.
Yeah.
Then there was a doubt. He started doubting his own human behavior or his human character. And Allah answered him and let him know, no, in my word, I find no fault in you, none.
Yeah.
I found you a higher standard of human character. So this surah is entitled The Pen. The Pen. And that is connected with, for me, the first revelation where Allah says that he's taught man the use of the pen, taught man that which he knew not. And I'm grateful for the many variations that we have applied to that word pen. You know, there's a safety pen. You peeing up your animals and your pets, you secure them. You put them in a gathering place, and you put protection around them.
Yeah.
And that's called a pen. Now, you know, when we talk, you can hear some language or a piece of knowledge, and you can say, "Man, wait a minute. I haven't got that pen down yet. I can't quite pin
That's
it
right.
down.
That's right.
I can't quite pin it down." So to pin it down is to put it in a structure, in an organized fashion where it is discernible and legible.
Yeah.
And it is preserved.
That's an important point there, the preservation.
It is preserved. Yes,
yeah.
sir. So praise be to Almighty God. The Quran is arranged according to the arrangement of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He recited the whole of the Quran in its present day order because the revelation was coming in bits and pieces. It was on scattered pieces of parchment, animal skin, but in the prophet's lifetime, we prayed the prayers and the peace upon him. He asked that those parchments be all gathered. And he gave the order and the construction and the structure of the knowledge that has to be pinned down.
And you know, this, Imam Muhammad has told us how we should see how knowledge connects with knowledge. And I'm looking at this definition, P-I-N. And the first part of it, and I'm saying part of it because I'm looking at it differently than just as a whole, it says a thin piece of metal, wood, plastic, et cetera, that holds or fastens things together. By removing the descriptors of the types of pins, P-I-N's, and seeing that the nature or the function of a pin is to fasten things or hold things together.
Together.
And so, and so you can connect that with how a pin as a recorder. You just mentioned how the Quranic chapters were put together by Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace to be upon him, in a particular fashion and order that makes up the book today. And I'm looking at the connection of the historical facts that you just mentioned about Prophet Muhammad and how they connect with us and the Muslim community worldwide today. You know, the connection, what connects us is this guidance, the Quran, and the life of Prophet Muhammad, and the insights that those two mercies give to us in how we see the world, our worldview, and how we see the invitation to grow the human life, our human life, in excellence. So we've got two more hands raised. Imam, if you'd like to say another word, and after which I'm going to go to a public service announcement and then come back and open up the lines for the recall.
I'm grateful that you opened up the beginning of this chapter of the Quran in this dispensation in time. And we, as the Imam Muhammad suggested to us, he said, look, make connections.
Yeah.
Make connections. And the connections that I have offered is that which you utilizing the thought processes. Let me say this here. We study the words of our beloved Imam Wahid-Din Muhammad, but at the same time, see how he thinks. Take note of the pattern of his thoughts, his thinking.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That is where the jewels are, and he invites us to use that same pattern to make connections with pieces of knowledge. So that's what we are attempting to do now, and I hope that it is. I know I have benefited from the commentary that everyone has said this evening, and I hope that my little group did have benefit to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Amen. Alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Press One, and we'll bring you back in. Inshallah, it got recorded because, again, we've been having problems with the Blog Talk platform. But when I set up this program for tonight to be recorded, I added a half an hour. The normal time is between 8 o'clock and 9:30, but I added another half an hour. So we'll see. I'm just giving everyone a heads up in case if we go over the normal time period, we'll see whether or not that two-hour time slot was established for this particular evening. Bilal, I see your hand, and Muhammad, I see your hand. I want to go to a public service announcement, and we'll be back after these messages.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Reign of Nation is world leader in seed.
Since 1989, Saturna Capital.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Reign of Nation is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Serial Conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
And we're back with more of Not This Talk. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Michael Hameen. We've got two callers available. I want to remind the audience that the Community-Wide Shura Conference Friday Roundtable takes place tomorrow and Friday from 8 o'clock till 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 to 9 Central Time, and so on. So we invite you to join them. They come in following the reading of the traditional Friday chapter of the Quran, entitled The Cave. I believe it's chapter 18. My mind is racing to get the callers in. 727-408, this is Bilal Abdullah from New Orleans. Welcome back.
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I want to mention something Kareem Hamid made, and then I got a poem I want to read. You see,
all right.
Imam Hamid said, I would think and take patterns. And if we do not have an orientation that has its source in matter in the real natural world creation. If we do not have our beginning there, then we have patterns sometimes that are faulty from the beginning, one faulty pattern follow another, and most people are just creatures of random thoughts and random patterns of development for the group of their mind or mentality. You see, yeah. That is why the world is in such a mess it is right now. So there's a poem I wrote to Michelle. God's creation speak to what is happening to man, nature, and life. I'm going to stop right there. When you look into the creation and you see the mass confusion of hurricanes and the way things are going in nature itself, you know, global warming and, you know, all the different things that happen to create. He said, when you look at that, he said, you can look at man's life inside of that. It's a parallel that goes on with that. Anyways, now I'll go ahead and start reading again. I wanted to say that. I should have said that first. God creation speaks to what's happening to man's nature and life. We must be prepared to fight and sacrifice. For our efforts, God will protect us and give us insight. He created the world expressly for his mercy, a mercy to mankind. Hopefully, he is obedient and don't cross the line. Too much sport and play. Let's be more concerned about keeping our families safe. There's a lot of challenges the world must face. The stage is set. When the curtain goes up, only a lie should be told to trust. The voters made a bad mistake. Let's help guide them to the straight way. The moral urgency is for us to build a model of Islamic world life. It can be a four-block square area for those who want to live right. We can have masjids in the school. Our children are our future. We can't afford to lose. We can have a culture center, of course, a theater. We can have business, houses, et cetera. Let's continue living the good life in America. The moral urgency is to fight the schemes of Shaitan by staying away from alcohol, drug, gambling, non-productive fun. The believers are in the core of God's will, using the creation in the proper way. What we are using won't be against us on Judgment Day. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, thank you, Bilal. Alaykum as-salam. You brought two things that stand out in my mind. As you were preparing us for that poem, and you mentioned a natural disaster, and it's interesting how the natural disasters that threaten our humanity, whether it be a flood, a hurricane, a tornado, what have you, it touches us. It touches most human beings in such a way that they connect with the moral urgency to see common humanity and the need to come together against these natural disasters that they cannot control, and that they have to have a united response in order to save themselves and their families from the devastating effect of these natural disasters. That's the power of God in how he has created his world, his reality, and how he has created the human being to respond. Now, we're quick to forget, and we become very fast in forgetting how we were brought together to resist the effects of a natural disaster, how the moral urgency came up in our souls and we band together to help one another. And then when the results of that moral urgency leave us, then we go back to the old habits of disunity. So it's something to remind ourselves. And lastly, and Muhammad, I'm going to bring you in after this comment. This idea of recording and making things more permanent. Allah has put within us the quality of memory that we may be forgetful about a lot of things, but we also have a muscle memory, a power in our body as well as our mind to remember. And it's a valuable tool that the Creator has given us. And upon that, the intellect that God has given us has brought us to see, by God's grace, the ability to enhance that internal memory, human memory, by recording devices, being able to record things to extend that memory. And it's interesting that among the Africans, of which African American is a part of that group, you know, our ancestors came out of Africa. And there's a tradition among many, many tribes. They have, and there's different names for this, this function. There are many tribes that have recorders of their history, the oral tradition of recording and remembering their history and poetic fashion, as well as the permanency of this record that they maintain the tribal history in their memory, a group of them, and they pass it on to others that have a good memory. Griot is one of those terminologies, but there are other names for it in different tribal languages. Cavell is another, and there are several names for this function that we find among the African people, these recorders of the oral tradition. And so I'm going to bring Muhammad in now. Muhammad, what do you have for us?
Hi, Salaam Alaikum.
It's just alaykum so much
guidance what Allah has given us tonight. Like you said, it's a very special night. I just like to say how we know revelation, our reality started, you know, with Ikra. But yet still we know Allah right after that said, I taught man to pen. One
yes.
is telling, you know, giving guidance Prophet Muhammad, that he has already taught the man to use the pen and how to use. But we
yes.
know at that time
yes.
hieroglyphics and all like that was being established way before even his creation, you know. And that now the benefit of the pen, we now know, like you were talking a few minutes ago about the disasters and things like that. We have already mapped the whole universe already with the pen, you know. And we're taking down a testimony to tell us that Allah is God. The more we see and the more we write down of what we've seen of the power of Allah, Almighty God Allah, that the more it should help us get to our destiny and write our future, because it's very important to do that we do that, because this is the final book. And a book is written with the pen. When we start looking at the many things that Allah is rewarding us, because we strengthen our faith. But we have to go back to basics, and we know the basic is the writing of the Quran, you know. So when we take the encouragement where we at now, and that is to our children are ready to go and study Arabic on a big level. They're exposed to all the languages, all the writings of creation up to giving ourselves the real time of what we call study of the Quran, the language of the Quran. We know what, 10, 15 years ago, we had a great push on trying to share with each other the language of the Quran, you know, and the language
yes.
of Imam Muhammad and the language
yes.
that Imam has passed that torch on us. And now you are ready again for the language of Prophet Muhammad, which is the Arabic. But it's been translated with the pen again in so many languages. When and then in closing, we know that Allah said He has not made any expression for naught. You know, there's guidance in it for those who believe. You know, and the only opposition we have from that is one in creation who had the same free will we had. You know, and He's trying to make us think that His expression, His writing of what is right and wrong, His history is more important than ours. And He's done pretty good so far because He has data deviate from that. We have not written as much as we should of what Allah has given us to guide us to be the model example of people who don't say nothing. All they give off is an example. When we become models of the power of Almighty God, Allah, you know, of Allah, who he is and what he is to the human being and all of creation. So I just we do a wonderful job. I think I pray Allah is pleased with our comprehension tonight. Because, man, I really have enjoyed your company. Really have.
Praise be to Allah. And I have enjoyed yours as well. Work that's being done. I had a conversation with Imam Ronald B. Shaheed out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He, Brother Morocco, may God forgive him his sin and grant him paradise, and Imam Shaheed Abdul Rani out of the Wisconsin area. The three of them, prior to Imam Muhammad's death, they were meeting with him for about 2 years, but mainly on Thursday nights. And the Imam encouraged them to bring their tape recorders. And I was talking with Imam Ronald, and he's going to be coming out with a new publication. The title, I'm looking for it now. The title has to do with a message for a new people. But the focus is on our human makeup that Imam Muhammad, in using the logic of the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad, shared with them in his home and some other places. You know, they went out for a meal when he didn't cook. But these private talks that he encouraged them to record, Imam Ronald has come out with a number of publications of those private talks. And because he recorded, the Imam insisted that they record these private talks. We have insights that Imam Muhammad felt he was unable to give in public lectures. And even with the Imams, in sessions with the Imams of our community, he still had a lot that Allah had blessed him with that he didn't want to leave, as he said, he didn't want to leave on the table. So, yes, in about 3 weeks, we can look forward, God willing, to the publication, this new publication, yeah, this message for a new people. I believe that I'm looking for the title, but I'm not seeing it in my text. So I'm just trying to go from memory. But Brother Muhammad,
yes,
I agree with you. I agree with you that we've been off the air for several weeks now, and I agree with you. I'm sensing the same thing that you're expressing. This was a special night, and hopefully we've got about, let's see, we've got about 30 more minutes for the audience, you and the audience, to share with us. Any other remarks before, we'll just have you make a concluding remark, and you can come back after,
yes, sir.
You know, go ahead.
Thank you.
And I see Bilal.
No, we're going to get somebody else. That make it real good. Milk
okay.
Every bit of this.
Well, I appreciate you and Bilal. You two are really carrying this tonight's program, and we'll come back to you. Just press one to go out and press one again to come back in. And Bilal Abdullah, welcome back. And we invite the audience to press one to share. You know, listen, I know Muhammad has described his sense that this has been a special night and a special recording. Imam Hamid has said the same thing. I'm feeling the same thing. So I know that this discussion has prompted some thoughts and reflections in the minds of those of you who have not shared yet. So I want you to press one before we get down to the last few minutes of tonight. I know you're thinking and digesting, but if there's anything that I don't want you to be the one to decide on whether or not what you've been thinking has value. You know, we're not able to judge. Imam Muhammad says we cannot judge ourselves. We're not equipped to judge ourselves. And oftentimes what you might be hesitant to share will be something, and it doesn't have to be what you, in your eyes, so profound. Leave that decision to those of us who are listening. Bilal, go ahead.
Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. Now, I want to reference to something that Brother Hamid had mentioned about what two different things he said that you know, kind of like shook the prophet up. It was one when he first received revelation and another time. And Imam Muhammad, you know, he take you to a journey to the book. The name of this book is Education of Sacred Matters, a second edition by Imam Rana B. Shaheed. And he said, Imam Muhammad said that when he would go into things and be reading and working with things, he said he actually, it would shock him. He said it really would shock him about what Allah gave to him and what he doing. And he said that, he said, we should feel the same. He said, if we feel the same, he said, we have to check ourselves. Let me tell you something. Look, Imam W.D. Muhammad, praise be to Allah for that intellect.
Yeah.
Believe me. I just love in the book, what you're doing when you're reading this book, you kind of like following this life, and he's talking to you. He's telling you about how he felt about this and how he felt about that and the effect it has on him, and then he giving you the knowledge too. You know, it's like you're right at home. So praise to Allah. I wanted to mention that though. So alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Bilal. Alaikum assalam. Thank you for that. I want to go back to something that Imam Kareem brought to our attention in terms of the chapter that we've been reading from, entitled The Pen. And he mentioned the fourth verse. And I'm not good in terms of the Quranic reading, but this is a very short. Inna rabbaka huwal alim. No, that wasn't the verse. No, I'm sorry. That wasn't the verse. It's wa innaka la'alla kulli shay'in azim. And this is the clear Quran. Imam Kareem read from the Yusuf Ali translation, the verse 4. And you are truly a man of outstanding character. Yes. Kulukin Azim. And what got my attention, you know, a number of us, we've read this chapter before during Ramadan and other times, and the word Azim jumps out at me in terms of the type of character, and the word for character is the same word for the truth, which not only has to do with the haq, ul-laqi, qalaq, but it also has to do, in this case, the language is pointing to outstanding character, but also outstanding purpose. The Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, created in such a way that he was able to maintain his human makeup without it being spoiled. And so by that favor, that mercy of God, in the way that he was created, he's able to represent, God established him to represent the excellence of our common humanity. And so this word, Eileen, which has to do with this outstanding quality, the word Eileen is also connected with bone, B-O-N-E. And Imam told us that bone is connected with logic. So in his makeup as a model for us, a flesh and bone model for us, Prophet Muhammad represents the potential of human excellence for all of us to strive after, to look at how he lived, and to, whether we're men or women, to incorporate that into our own life, because that's a potential, that's a common potential for all of us to strive for and to achieve that excellence to a certain degree. And we're going to bring Muhammad back into the conversation. Welcome back, Muhammad.
Is it? Well, exactly. Yeah, just what you just said then kind of makes you accept a couple, two things that we are supposed to remember this at all times, as that all praise are due to Allah. When we read and get these inspirations that we're sharing now, we have to remember, you know, to say all praise are due, not say, but remember that all praise are due to Allah for what we're experiencing.
Yeah.
Because that's what we are trying to get ourselves now. But remember, we got to leave this pen that we're in. We are still in the pen of the different things. And
okay.
You know, we're still in the penitentiary. We know that Hadi says that, you know, just saying that, you know, since we have not made up our mind to submit wholeheartedly, and that means with the Quran, to submit, because the Quran's in our heart. So when we set off coming to this wholeheartedly, you know, then we start receiving the freedom, justice, and equality that's going to help us come out of this pen here and then establish the righteous world of Islam. And this is the whole goal of everything, inshallah, that we ask Allah to let us experience. Because we know we're not free. We know we're not experiencing the things that we do once we become a part of the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, which is Islam, inshallah. So it's so much that we are being rewarded with tonight, that we are seeing the believers come together. And but we still know our work is not done until we stand up. Like we learned when we didn't know where we were going. We were so confused. But we stood up. Every night we used to ask, if you believe in what you have heard, then you should stand up. And we stand up. That's how we got started on our destiny, by Allah's mercy.
Yeah.
So there's so much to be grateful again every night. And even, I mean, every night. That's a new day for us, but even then while we are sleeping and during the day, the beginning of this day, and learn the magic of how darkness goes into light, light goes into darkness. I mean, we're almost ready to get there and realize that we have to turn some things loose that are good, but they're not right. It's about righteousness.
Mm.
It's about what you're going to do without it. Because Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would not even waste time on some of the things that we are doing now. So we are a new people. We haven't got used to this new creation that we have by Allah's permission, you know, to be his servant, you know. And when we look at all these 9-10 billion people on this earth, and there's only a certain amount of them who have openly testified that there's no God but Allah, one God, you know, et cetera. So when we understand where we're at, we will spend more time on writing the truth, like Prophet D said, the whole truth and nothing but truth in our way of life, in our example. Just wanted to say that.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. All right. Okay. Allow you to really give value to tonight's program, and we appreciate you both. And we invite the others in the audience. There are a number of you in the audience that are on like my friend likes to say, on listening mode. But we invite you, you know, and it's no pressure. If you have a sense that you'd like to share, we appreciate you and ask you to press one. So go ahead, Bilal.
Alhamdulillah, you know, brother Muhammad, when he mentioned the heart, you know, and you don't have to, this is Imam, because I just got the book and I'm reading, okay? He said, you don't have to have a brain to get to heaven. He said, what it is, he said, the soul brings us to heaven. He said, the soul that will get us in paradise. And the same soul that get us in paradise, what it does is situates us to have an honorable and most resourceful brain. He said, that is the Christ entity. He said, the soul is naturally dispositioned to worship its Lord and to obey its Lord and pass on to the brain responsibility, education, and advancement. And there's because this is we having this. This is the community-wide show of conference. Let me tell you something else, Imam Monroe. Imam Monroe. He says, so it is impossible for God to reveal to any one man the plan for our social destiny, and that one man lead us into the destiny by himself. Not even with revelation, not even with his son can he do it. He has to invite the participation of the excellent men or women or people in an environment, and together they do what they work. He said that is surer, consulting with each other. And surer is binding on the prophet. So the most important element for establishing community of Quran, the word of God, Sunnah, the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, and what we're doing right now, surer, consultation, working with each other. You can have the Quran and have the Sunnah, but you still cannot have it without surer. God can't tell you. In fact, it's Quran and Sunnah to have the surer. So we have the three dimensions now. Surah is our third element that's working for us in the Surah. And what we want is what? We want the group soul. That's what my brother asking for. He asking for words from the group soul.
Yeah.
So Brother Michael saying, He's talking to the group soul. He said, come on now. So praise be to Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
But now, before you go, you know, there were times when Prophet Muhammad would emphasize certain points by repeating them, sometimes three times.
Yes.
I want to just ask you to read that again, share that with us again, and just take your time with it, because
I tell you, I'm feeling good, you know. So here you go. Let me do it like this. I'm going to do it like this. So the most important elements for established community are Quran, the word of God, Sunnah, tradition of Prophet Muhammad, and Surah, consultation and working with each other, brother meeting the role, working with each other. You can have the Quran and have the Sunnah. Still cannot have it without the Surah. In fact, it is Quran and Sunnah to have Surah. So we have to have the third dimension there, the third element that working in it in our lives, and we call that Surah. And also, I will go back to this. You do not have to have the brain to get to heaven. The soul brings us to heaven. It is the soul that gets us into paradise, and the same soul that gets us into paradise situate us who have an honorable and most resourceful brain. Again, this is the Christ entity, the soul that is naturally dispositioned to worship its Lord, to obey its Lord, and pass on to the brain responsibility for education and advancement. Just think about that. Look, we know we good, and our soul, we good in the soul. So all we have to do is just go it on the reasonable. Praise be God. I'm not laughing. Look, I'm telling you, I'm not laughing. I ain't saying nothing to be pointed to nobody laughing. So I just feel so jubilant right now. So it come out like that, But I'm very, very serious. You know, and I don't, let me tell you, I can't talk down to anybody when Allah is raising me up, and the job is to help lift people up. That's our responsibility. That's a group responsibility. So I want y'all to know that too. Because Shaitan can come on in on something that's real good. And if I chuckle about it in a certain kind of way, it could be like it's demeaning to the listeners, those who listening.
Yeah.
So praise be to Allah. I want to make that clear.
I appreciate that explanation, Laikum Asalaam, because I was feeling the same way. I was feeling so lifted up that it just made a kind of a smile and laugh came out of me. But I agree with you. You know, this is this is thought provoking, and we should not play it down. That's why I asked you to read it twice, because we don't want to. To take this lightly, because this kind of food, in terms of the language and the logic that the Imam is sharing, is food to help us to grow, to be better human beings, and to be more productive, and to be a better service to our families, and to the loved ones and other relationships that we have, that we can be better. You know, that we can be growth minded in our thinking, and in this American environment, there is an environment that seeks out knowledge, as Prophet Muhammad said, to go after knowledge from the cradle to the grave. There are those among the American public that really value. Not only do they value the growth as a human being, but there are a number of them that share. There's a book entitled A High Performing Mind, Strengthen Your Mind and Live Your Best Life. And there are individuals, that are men and women, who are committed to sharing this kind of, I'm going to call it, advice. And they want to see others do better, that they've come upon certain principles, the certain what you might want to call the science of life. They've identified life and living in terms of scientific behavior and thinking. And so this particular author, Andrew, middle initial D, Thompson, Thompson. And you have to be careful of even though these people that mean well, even though they may mean well, you have to seek help from Allah to sift out those things that Allah does not accept, or those things that go against established principles that Almighty God, Allah, has established. But we're told in the Quran that Aruf, there's those who seek after the ma'aruf. And these are universal ideas, universal principles of human behavior. And there are those who are not necessarily Muslim in their worship or in their spiritual discipline. But the spiritual discipline of Muslims, in my opinion, is like darkness if you're not connected with a relationship with the Creator. You know, what we're giving in terms of rituals, those rituals darkly hide the light. There's light within the rituals for us to comprehend, to understand, to utilize in improving our life and pleasing Almighty God, Allah, pleasing Him and being pleased with ourselves because of this great favor that Allah has given us, certain sensitivities and sensibilities that he appreciates us having, and we're appreciative of us having those sensitivities. We're thankful and grateful for the mercy of God, you know, just as Prophet Muhammad. Here he was promised the life hereafter, the garden, the paradise. Regardless of those promises from God that he's going to go into the greater life, he was still so grateful that he prayed and he asked God for forgiveness, you know. And here's one that Allah has established as being the model for us as human beings. And Muhammad, we're going to bring you in for the final word. We've got about 13 more minutes, I guess. I'm sorry. Yeah, about 12 more minutes. Go ahead, Muhammad.
Yes, Assalamualaikum. As always, I like to try to say a paid political council. We want to make sure that whatever we say and think, it must be put in deeds and action. So that yeah, we can see, you know, what we think, what we say, what we feel, you know, is pleasing Allah, because he puts us where we're supposed to be at, in the Jannah.
Yeah.
Right now, later on, accepting what else he asks for us. And then in closing, I like to say, a lot of time we don't think about who are we? That's one of the top questions the man has been saying all this time, because he knows that our creation is corrupted by the shaitan, you know, and given permission to shoot his wad as much as he can, but then we'll get back to Muhammad said, I got to get back to my ministry. You know, he said, I need to get back to establishing this model community, you know, this deen, al-Islam, and follow the only human being who could really lead us to it. And that's my leader, Prophet Muhammad. Just wanted to say that.
Thank you so much, Muhammad. And dear people, we appreciate you joining us tonight. We're going to wind down now, and we hope that you'll join us next week, and we pray Allah that and this is something that I was reminded of, and I remind you as well as I remind myself. We need to pray to make dua, to ask Allah in our salat for the success of the group, the success of those human beings that are striving to be excellent human beings, to pray for the success of the followers, the students of Imam Waris bin Muhammad, and to show us, to guide us, to give us direction in terms of our individual assignments. And the group assignment is the establishment of a community life that will preserve our human excellence. The Muslim community life is the life of a true human being struggling to establish the best of their life in their relationships with family, in the relationship with community members, and that is the broader community, the relationships with our American citizens. You know, we have those that are looking for light. They're looking for help to be better, to have better tools, better equipment for solving problems, better equipment for being more productive. There are people that are sincerely looking for that kind of help. And those of us who are students of the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad, part of our assignment is to help those seekers, you know, those who are searching for a better way to live as human beings. And not that they necessarily are going to become Muslims. There are many, whether you know it or not, there are many who are allies, you know. They agree with much of what the Quran and Prophet Muhammad say, but they are holding their position in terms of the life that they have been used to experiencing and the tools that they've been used to utilizing to improve that life, and they found help in the guidance of God given to us by Prophet Muhammad. And the guidance of the Quran. And Imam told us that we will have allies We will have people that will align themselves with how we're thinking. Their thinking will align with ours, but they're not going to be Muslim. They don't choose. You know, Allah has not put on their heart to become Muslim in their declaration, but in their behavior, they are Muslims in terms of seeking to improve their life, because the improved life of a human being is the life of a Muslim. Muslim means a true human being, as Prophet Muhammad has explained to us, and we've been given clarity by Imam Wazni Muhammad to understand that. So I'm going to close out now. I'm going to give you one other opportunity before we close out to press one and share your reflections, your thoughts of today. And Bilal, we've heard from you, but I'm looking for to press one. I see you have helped make this, in my opinion, a very good program tonight. But I'm looking for someone else in the audience to make the final comment. And we appreciate you and value you and Muhammad for your sharing tonight. But if no one has a desire to make a final comment, I'm going to close out with a dua that I recite often in closing out the program. We pray, Almighty God, Allah, O Allah, guide us among those you've guided aright. Save us among those you save. Bless us in whatever you give us, and deliver us from the harm that you judge. You judge, and none can judge against you, and those whom you befriend are not disgraced. Dear audience, we love you. We thank you for your support. We ask you to join the programming tomorrow morning with the reading of the Quran and the CWSC Friday Roundtable, and going on into the day with the Juma prayer recording presentation. Thank you again, and we greet you with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.